From Storyflow, Health and Longevity. Health and Longevity. The Day's Top 10, June 12th. From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 12th. Here are today's top 10 health and longevity stories. Let's get into it. First, from Roo Girl, homemade Nutella. Homemade Nutella is surprisingly easy to make with just raw hazelnuts and a little neutral oil. The spread, which is essentially a chocolate hazelnut paste, can replace the store-bought version and works great on toast, fruit, crepes, waffles, or straight from the spoon. Start with 1 cup of raw hazelnuts and 2 tablespoons of a neutral oil, such as avocado or vegetable oil. Roast the nuts briefly to bring out flavor, then blend them in a food processor. The nuts will need a few minutes of blending to release their oils and become smooth. Patience is key. If the mixture feels too thick, drizzle in a bit more oil until it reaches a spreadable consistency. You don't need to remove every bit of skin from the hazelnuts. Getting most of it off is sufficient and won't affect the final texture. The result is about 1 cup of creamy chocolate hazelnut spread that's fresh, customizable, and free of added preservatives. Enjoy it as a versatile topping or snack and feel the satisfaction of making it yourself. Next, second from the Modern Nonna. This bread dipping oil is insanely good for so little effort. Picture this. You're hangry and you want something fast, fresh, and satisfying. Enter this fully loaded Mediterranean bread dipping oil. In about 5 minutes, you are dragging a piece of charred, smoky sourdough through a shallow pool of olive oil loaded with fresh diced tomatoes, crisp cucumbers, briny green olives, and sharp red onion. It is bright, crunchy, and ridiculously good. This is not your typical Italian restaurant dipping oil. No dried herb packets, no boring oil on the side. This feels more like a Mediterranean garden in a bowl built for scooping, dipping, and honestly eating straight off the platter. It is the perfect no-cook appetizer for summer mezzy nights or when you want something impressive with almost no effort. What makes it so good is the contrast. Smoky charred sourdough against cool, juicy vegetables and rich olive oil creates the perfect bite every time. And because it only takes 7 simple ingredients and 5 minutes, it is one of those recipes you end up making on repeat without thinking about it. Serve it fresh for the best texture. Finish with a pinch of salt right before serving and enjoy immediately while the bread is still warm and crisp. Enjoy Macros Plus Interactive Checklist. Nonna's tip: let the dip sit for 5 to 10 minutes before serving so the flavors can marry, then char the bread right before serving for the perfect smoky contrast. Subscribe now, leave a comment, up next. Third, from MedPage Today. Gas X Recall, May SLD, and Alzheimer's Mortality. Counties without a gastroenterologist. The FDA has issued a recall for specific lots of Gas X Extra Strength Gel capsules after testing revealed contamination with a coolant chemical that can irritate the gastrointestinal tract. The contaminant may trigger nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, and diarrhea. The agency advises consumers to stop using the affected batches and to return them to pharmacies for a refund, while manufacturers work to replace the tainted product with safe stock. A new epidemiological study links metabolic dysfunction-associated steatohepatitis, MASLD, with an elevated risk of death from Alzheimer's disease. Researchers analyzed health records of thousands of patients and found that those diagnosed with MASLD had a significantly higher mortality rate from Alzheimer's compared with individuals without liver disease, even after adjusting for age, sex, and cardiovascular risk factors. The findings suggest that metabolic liver disease may exacerbate neurodegenerative processes, underscoring the need for integrated screening and management of both liver health and cognitive decline. A recent health services report highlights a stark geographic gap in gastroenterology care. Many U.S. counties lack a single practicing gastroenterologist. Roughly one-third of the nation's counties, predominantly rural and low-population areas, have no specialist on staff, forcing patients to travel long distances for diagnosis and treatment of digestive disorders. The shortage raises concerns about delayed care for conditions such as colorectal cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, and liver disease, prompting calls for telemedicine expansion and incentives to attract specialists to underserved regions. And then, fourth, from MedPage Today, ADA's Streisand Effect, Rash Time, the Musical, RN's Sixth Sense, MedPage Today. The following contains links to social media websites, including Blue Sky, X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Argaven Sals, MD, PhD, explained how the Streisand Effect led to skyrocketing engagement with the editorial. Next.